Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Yesterday, the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee held their latest hearing on the Farm Bill, and there was only one person who appeared before the committee, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who was questioned by North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven about livestock programs in the USDA budget to come.
Some of our livestock programs, what can we do to deal with the problem in lack of the concentration and lack of competition?
You know, we are attempting to do more by expanding processing capacity in this country. Mm-hmm. I think we need to see how that works. And it may very well be that you look at ways in which you can provide a continuation of the opportunity for the Department of Agriculture to continue to do that if the amount of resources that we're currently committed to this is inadequate. I will tell you that we've gotten a lot of interest in this. There are a lot of applications for resources on both the processing side and also the fertilizer side. Billions of dollars of requests have come within those two programs.
Do you support both the cattle contract library concept, which we've worked to put in place as a pilot project through our Appropriations Committee, of which I'm the ranking member, and also, final question is on FSA staffing. Where are we there? What needs to be done?
We're increasing staffing, but candidly, Senator, two things. One is our compensation structure and system is no longer as competitive as it once was. It used to be that job was maybe the best job in the county. That's not the case today. And so we have significant competition. We get loan officers in FSA. We train them. And then the bank comes in and says, hey, we can pay you more with a whole lot less stress. And then secondly, you know, it's tough to work for the government these days. It's tough. People feel put upon in terms of the criticism that is often the case with public service. So I think we need to be very careful about making sure that we're bolstering public service, we're supporting public service, so that we can continue to get enough people willing to do the jobs that are important to be done.
Thanks for being here today.
80% of the USDA budget is for SNAP. Top Ag Republican John Bozeman accused Vilsack of overstepping his authority, dramatically ramping up SNAP spending, kept in check by former Secretary Sonny Perdue. Vilsack said,
Senator, I, with all due respect, I don't think I necessarily am bound by what Secretary Perdue decided while he was Secretary.
You're bound by what this committee wanted to do, what CBO wanted to do, and we're not bound by you finding loopholes to try and do things as you wish.
Vilsack insisted he was acting within the law to update SNAP costs that other Republicans, like Alabama's Tommy Tuberville, complained would now crowd out Farm Bill safety net spending.
Now, this Farm Bill will have a price tag of over $1.4 trillion. With over $1.2 trillion of it going to SNAP benefits.
You will never, ever be able to figure out every possible disaster to be able to fashion a disaster program that fits circumstances all the time. So to the extent that you can provide flexibility and allow us to have the capacity to respond to a disaster regardless of its design or cause or structure, that would be helpful.
The current Farm Bill expires in September. We've got a long ways to go to get one done by then. The United Nations backed Turkey and Ukraine Thursday by calling for a 120-day rollover of an agreement allowing the safe export of grain from several Ukrainian Black Sea ports. Russia said it's only going to extend the pact for 60 days. The pact due to expire tomorrow. And when it was brokered with Russia and Ukraine, the UN says the text in the agreement is clear and it calls for a 120-day rollover. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.